My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Well, there's been vague teases all morning, so here we go. Mitch, please.
All right, guys, we talked a lot yesterday about the recent developments in the Michigan reported cheating scandal. Talked a lot about Jim Harbaugh yesterday, what that might mean for his NFL future. Yesterday, Harbaugh talked in his Chargers press conference and was asked a question about it.
Yeah, I do have a comment on that. Never lie, never cheat, never steal. I was raised with that lesson. I have raised my family on that lesson. I have preached that lesson to the teams that I've coached. No one's perfect. If you stumble, you apologize, and you make it right. Today, I do not apologize. I did not participate, was not aware, nor complicit in those said allegations. So for me, it's back to work and attacking with an enthusiasm unknown to mankind.
Eddie Guerrero was a world champion using all three of those maxims, so I don't even want to hear it from Jim Harbaugh.
I was going to use Rafael Palmeiro, but that's a good one, too.
Second thing is that for a second I go, well, you never use plausible deniability in any of that. And I'm going, well, he did kind of circle back and use the whole plausible deniability. Is it true Connor Stallions was running the intern department?
I honestly didn't see that, but I knew that... I knew that there were plenty of shenanigans going on that I think have come to light certainly over the last...
Are you saying you didn't see that because you didn't see it? Or are you trying to save me from an embarrassment that I didn't read?
No.
Okay.
No.
I read that he was like in charge of the intern department at one point.
At which school? Because I Michigan. Saw him on so many different sidelines that I wasn't sure.
DeVry. ITT Tech.
I mean, this got really interesting because, like I told you, I didn't think anything would come of this. And now it seems like... First of all, the rest of the Big Ten is very, very irate over this. They did not think that just having Harbaugh suspended last year for those, what, three games, they didn't think that was nearly enough, especially when it came to Stallions getting on the field, other football games, using whatever methods to obtain field pass credentials. Like, all that stuff is very, very sneaky and something that you can imagine the other teams who are being told, don't cheat, don't cheat, don't cheat. Oh, but we're going to allow this, and then there are no real penalties involved after the fact. And now that Sherrone Moore has been guilty of, according to the notice of allegations, deleting tweets.
Has he been found guilty? I don't know. Guilty? Is it guilty?
According to the notice of allegations, they have him deleting texts. And then he was then forthright. They were able to recover the texts. And while they're saying those texts were not anything nefarious, why did he delete them? He deleted them because
he probably freaked out.
He had a relationship with Connor Stallions that they weren't willing to admit.
When do they know that he deleted the texts?
On the day that Connor Stallions' news broke.
So clearly he freaked out, deleted the texts, and maybe he shouldn't have deleted the text messages.
That's your head coach now.
That's your head coach now, but he wasn't your head coach then. Still doesn't absolve him from any sort of responsibility there. But if they didn't find anything, so he deleted some texts. If they didn't find anything, what can they really use against him?
But that's the whole thing. If you follow the NCAA and how they've operated over the years, they never are going to have concrete evidence that – how would you have concrete evidence? How could you ever prove that guys were talking when there aren't cameras and microphones? Like, if you were plotting to cheat in that way, you would not be texting, here's how we're going to cheat. What the NCAA does have, they'd have an assistant coach that was fired last year. Remember that. That's important. They have an assistant coach that was fired that admitted that they tried to get players to say certain things in front of NCAA investigators. They know they cheated. They know they've got these guys. The question is just how serious will they take it at this point? And you've got a whole bunch of schools in the NCAA who are not happy that Michigan administrators allowed this to happen.
Right now, I'm not sure they can. I said that last offseason, and we know how weird the season got where they win a national championship and Jim Harbaugh wasn't even on the sidelines for half the games. So I thought that it might take till after this coming season. Who knows what they might do in real time, the NCAA does. Because the NCAA has proven they do not care about the season going on without doing it.
Michigan, this isn't a one-off. They are now in the category of all-time chronic rule breakers. Even if some of those rules were not a big deal, like a hamburger or certain benefits, they did a lot of this in 2023 after the NCAA was already investigating them. So not only did they not, like you would think, even if it were like small level 3 violations, not a big deal, a few extracurriculars, a few extra benefits. Okay, no big deal. But once the NCAA is on your campus, most schools stop doing anything else. Not only did Michigan not stop, they took it to the next level.
They kept going. For Ohio State, one, I would say for Michigan, at least you won while doing all this. Because there's been plenty of schools that have been doing a lot of crazy stuff and haven't even come close. In fact, they were actually sub-500 teams because they were so desperate. The other thing is, for an Ohio State fan, for like a guy like you who had to hear it from Michigan people, it does have to be very satisfying. That cannot be lost for the regular fan. Whatever happens, happens. For the regular fan, it's got to be very satisfying because a guy like you has been hearing it from them your entire life. Well, we hold ourselves to a higher standard. You have your national champions, but we're better men. There's some things that aren't true about that.
I have never once said they didn't win that championship fair and square. I told you I didn't think sign stealing was that big of a deal, even though they took it to the next level. I will never let Ryan Day and Ohio State off the hook, and I give their players all the credit in the world and how they battled that adversity, even if it was self-administered. I give them all that credit. However, I do absolutely love that this is going to follow them and Harbaugh forever. You can't do the story of Michigan without also doing the story of Harbaugh getting suspended, him taking off the first chance he got, which has never happened. We've never seen anything like that.
Two things with what Will said about Brandon Ayuk. Is it Ayuk or Ayuk?
I say Ayuk.
Ayuk?
Yeah.
Because I say Ayuk.
Are we going to have to get to know that even better?
We might find out by the end of the day.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at MyBob's.com to play now.